感謝主，我哋又嚟到佢嘅面前。
Thank the Lord once again we can come before his presence.
但願主將佢嘅話賞賜俾我哋。
May the Lord grant us his word.
唔單止咁樣，願意主嘅靈喺我哋中間自由運行。
Not only this, but for his spirit to move freely among us.
今朝早我哋仍然嘅想同弟兄姊妹交通路加福音第十五章。
This morning I would like to continue to share with brothers and sisters Luke chapter 15. Let us turn to the Bible, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter
15.
We'll begin with verse 12.
因為時間的關係，我讀，看英文的弟兄姊妹，你跟著看，那就看回弟兄的翻譯。
So because of time, we will not read in English. So for brothers and sisters who are reading in English, please follow along.
第十一節，耶穌又說有一個人有兩個兒子，小兒子對父親說，父親，請你把我應得的家業分給我。他父親就把產業分給他們。過了不多幾日，小兒子就把他一切所有的都收拾起來。 往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说。 我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去。 抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说：把那上好的袍子快拿来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊。 牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。我就读咁多嘅圣经。So
we will end there. We read from verses 11 to 24.
我今日要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅系第十五章，我题目呢系叫天上嘅心意。
And so this morning, we read from Luke chapter 15, and the topic that I would like to share with brothers and sisters this morning is the mind of heaven. I would like to split that into three points.
第一点是归回的真正的意思，或者回归的真正的意思。
The true meaning of what it means to return or to turn ye unto me.
第二点呢，就系讲到神嗰个大爱啊。
The second point this morning would be about the great love of God.
就好似呢度讲嘅，佢儿子回来嘅时候，呢个父亲所显出显明嘅。
Just as we read earlier about how when the son returned, that the father showed great love.
最后嗰点呢？ 是叫真悔改。
The last point is on true repentance.
我记得上一次同弟兄姊妹以动了慈心这个题目来指出这个浪子翻翻转头的那个过程。
And so last time we spoke about the process or how the prodigal son returned, and we talked about the compassion of the father.
頭先我哋讀嗰段嘅經文咧，大家都會好明白，都知道咧喺環境上邊呢個浪子的確係走投無路。
That we can see from what we read earlier that the circumstances for this son was one in which he had nowhere to turn to.
嗱，只因為佢仍然有一位慈愛嘅父親喺屋企等住佢。
But in fact, that he did have a father filled with compassion waiting for him at home.
所以在那个时候，他的生命的路呢，就可以有转机。
So that at that time, he had a turning point.
咁所以当他醒过来的时候，或者话我哋今日用属灵一啲嘅话，圣灵喺佢里边点明点醒咗佢之后。
And so when he came to his senses, or if we put it in a spiritual way, that the Holy Spirit woke him up.
或者说在他的灵里面有一次苏醒过来。
And that within his spirit, he was awakened.
他又有一个决定。
Then he made a decision.
要回到他父亲的家中。
To return to his father's home.
因为他睇见喺父亲嘅家里边嗰个嘅丰富
，because he saw the abundance that was at his father's home，
系嗰件嘅事情系吸引佢回头嘅
，and it was that was what was attracted him to return。
啊，所以虽然佢好似系走到无路可行
，though it looked like he had nowhere else to turn，
但系嗰个吸引唔系因为环境。是因为父亲的丰富。
But it wasn't because of his circumstances, but it was because of the abundance of his father.
因此他就看见那里这么丰富，这么满足，为什么我要留在这个，这里来到挨苦，挨穷呢？
With such abundance at home, why am I here suffering?
就是因为那个吸引，于是他要起来。
And it was that which would lead him back to return home.
但当他回到家，还未曾入到门口，就未去到门口之前，父亲已经在那里等着他了。
And before he even reached his home, his father was already there waiting for him.
圣经说相离甚远，就已经看到他了。
And the scripture tells us that while he was still a long way off, his father saw him.
原来那个负责父亲的不是当日咁啱出到门口就见到佢，而系父亲系长远嘅喺嗰度等候欢迎佢翻嚟。
It just so happened that the father was there, but no, the father was there long waiting for him.
我记得上一次交通嘅时候，呢一啲咁多嘅待遇啊，咁多嘅优待啊，这个浪子系料所不及，始料不及嘅。
That we remember that we shared last time that he was the son returning home. He was not worthy of all this great treatment.
Don't expect it.
He wasn't. It wasn't expected.
佢仲谂住，哎呀，我翻嚟，唔做你，冇资格做你嘅仔啦。我帮你做嘢算啦。
That he wasn't expecting such great treatment. He thought I would just come home to be a servant.
嗱，呢一大段嘅故事俾我哋嘅启示就系话讲明罪人今日。靠自己的能力永远是绝路。
That is a reminder for us that for sinners to rely on their own ability, that is not the way.
但几时这个罪人回心转意接受耶稣做救主，几时他就可以做神的儿子。
That when the sinner is to accept Jesus Christ, then it is then that the sinner can become a child of God.
喺嗰个时候，佢就能够享用神为佢预备嘅救恩同埋一切嘅丰盛。
It is then that the sinner can accept and receive all the abundance of the God.
所以第一点，我要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅呢个回转嘅真正嘅意义。
So this morning I wanted to share the first point, the true meaning of turn ye unto me, return to me.
原来咧，神从长久以嚟咧，呢位永生嘅神都喺嗰度等候紧 人嘅轉回。
Because in fact, this eternal God has always been waiting, long waiting, for the return of man.
都向人呢有一个咁样嘅呼召。
That he would have a calling for man.
归家，归家。
To return home.
回转，归回。
Turn around, return home.
归到边度呢？
Where are we to return?
回转去乜嘢？
To turn back to where?
就是回到去父的家中
to return to the father's home
去到他的名下
to be back under his name
那查经班的弟兄姐妹你一定会记得和知道撒加利亚主书的主要的内容
and for those in Bible study we know the contents of the book of Zechariah
记得吗第一章第三节他是怎样说的万军之耶和华如此说你们要转向我。
As it's in Zechariah verse, chapter 1 verse 3, thus said the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me.
然后神就要转向他。
And then so they return.
他向以色列人来呼召要转回。
He called to the people of Israel to return.
在行为上面要转变要改变。
To return and to have a change in their behavior.
今天我们读的时候，我们犯罪的人，这个罪人，心意要改变。
That today, we who are sinners, we need to turn back from our behavior.
当人向神转向的时候。
And when man turns back to God.
神又怎样答应他们呢？
What is God's response?
他说我要领你他们来使他们住在耶路撒冷的当中这个耶路撒冷的当中就是神的所在、他们要作我的子民我要作他们的神都凭着诚实和公义
And what was his response? And he said, I will bring them and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was where the Lord resided.And they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness.
所以整个的转回或者回转或者归向，这个是神要的，神的心意来的。
And that entire turning back or returning, this is what God's heart is, where it is at.
为什么神要我们转回呢？神为什么要被造的人回转呢？
Why is it that God desires for a man who he created to return?
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
第一，是要显明神的权柄在我们中间。
And the first is to manifest the authority of God among us.
当人都来到他的面前，都归到他的名下的时候，又神又透过人那个向他的信服和那个服权柄接受他的命令。在这个宇宙之间彰显神的荣耀和他的权能使仇敌是蒙羞。
That when man returns unto God and returns unto his name and under the authority of God, then his power is manifest and he to put shame to the enemy.
这个是神的意思神的所要。
This is the desire of God.
但是人呢，却因为人的转回，从这个本来要受刑罚这个这样的情况，转过来归到神，是去享用神自己的丰富。
But for man, in his perspective, when he returns turns away from the wrath of God, it is for his own enjoyment, his ability, or that for him to be able to enjoy the abundance of God.
故此呢，我们读《使徒行传》的时候，26:18，清楚地告诉我们听。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，全讲福音，全神的道，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切诚信的人同得基业。
And tells us in Acts to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
所以当人转回的时候,
so man, when man returns,
或者人回归向主的面前的时候,
and when they return to the presence of the Lord,
神的荣耀得着彰显, 人又在神的面前蒙恩, 你说何乐而不为呢?
So that when that happens, the authority of God is manifest and man can enjoy the abundance of God. So
这个是多么丰富荣耀和有享蒙福的一件事呢?
And this is such a glorious and such a blessing.
所以在路加福音15章那里讲的三个比喻,如果弟兄姊妹,你慢慢去读,去看的时候,你就看见,当迷羊被找回来之后,那个牧人是多么的喜悦。
That if you recall the three parables in Luke 15, that when the shepherd found that lost sheep, how overjoyed he was.
那个不见了的那块银子被找回来之后,寻找的人是多么高兴呢?
And the woman who lost that coin, when she found it again, how joyful she was.
第三个比喻,这个浪子回到家的时候,这个做父亲的,多么满意啊?
And again, when this prodigal son who was lost returned home, how satisfied this father was.
这个父亲一点都呢, 都不计前嫌,就将这个浪子抱在怀中,连连的跟他亲嘴。
That this father was so overjoyed that he didn't care what happened in the past, that he came and ran to the son and embraced him and kissed him.
这个父亲高兴得不得了,又要大派宴席,大肆庆祝一番。
That he was so full of joy that he prepared a banquet, a feast for the son.
从这一点上面我就看见,哎呀,神的爱真是大。
That from this point we can see how great the love of God is.
所以第二点我要跟弟兄姊妹交通神的大爱。
So the second point I would like to share with brothers and sisters is the great love of God.
如果我们读到这里,当个儿子回来之后,就好像浪子的故事就完了,但是
That if we read here, and we might think that that would be the end of the story when the son returns, but it doesn't end there.
但是我们就要转一个角度,从注意浪子转到去看这个父亲。
That we need to turn our attention from the son and put our focus onto the father.
虽然这个做父亲的对这个儿子,他的翻转头呢, 是一件意料中的事,
that even though this return of the son is something that the father knew in advance,
但是他仍然没有拒绝到这个浪子这个人,
but he didn't reject this the son as a person.
他亦都没有想着惩罚他,
and he didn't think to, when the son returned, to punish him.
他更没有好像上次我举那个例子,就拎着条藤条在后面,等,这样。He
wasn't, as I showed a picture of last time, waiting at home with a stick ready to punish the son.
圣经就告诉我们,虽然他们离,距离还很远,
and Bible tells us that even though when the son was far away,
父亲就已经看见了,见到他了。
The father had already seen him.
And
that the father had felt compassion.
不顾一切,走去呢,跑着去,揽着他,啊,
that he didn't care how he looked, or he didn't care about anything. And he ran to the son and embraced him.
圣经这样来描述这个作父亲的,并不是说这个儿子是值得这样的待遇。
And that was how it was described in the Bible. And it was not because this is what, because the son was deserving of such great treatment.
Yeah, 整个动作，整个嘅议程，系表明咗呢个作父亲嘅喺佢嘅心里边充满咗对儿子嘅爱。
This demonstrates the great love that the father had for this son. It was because of this love that the father did not take into account all the wrong that the son did. And it was because of this love that the father did not care or mind of the filthiness of the son.
And
it was out of love that the father didn't mind that the son returned with nothing empty-handed. And it was out of love, because of love, that this father had already ahead of time prepared all these things for the son.
为着这个儿子，为着因着爱这个父亲的，为他预备了一个上好的袍子。
And it was because of love, out of love, that this father had prepared for this son the best robe.
为他儿子预备这个戒指。
And that he prepared for this son a ring on his hand.
身鞋。
Pair of sandals, new. And a fat calf ready. That this father had prepared this abundance already for this son. And it was not something that this son had expected or asked for, but the father had long ago prepared for.
这个启示, 这位天地的神,
and this this God of heaven and earth, his love is so great.
对这个浪子是这样,
and this is how much love he had for this prodigal son. And today, this is the same love that the Heavenly Father has for us.
所以以弗所书2章3节那里这样讲话，我们从前 也都在他们中间，就是在世人，在罪恶的当中。
And we too were among them, and we were among the people of this world.
放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
We were among them also. We had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh.
我们本来是可怒之子的，跟那些人一样。
And we were children of wrath, just like those people.
然而神既有丰盛的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
But we were dead in his. We were dead in sins. Have been quickened us together with Christ by grace. We have been saved.
所以第五节话，当我们死喺 在我过犯当中的时候，就叫我哋与基督一同活过来。
Sorry, I read the wrong verse. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, in the verse 5, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace we have been saved.
相信我哋对呢一节嘅圣经，神嘅话呢，系好清楚，亦都有新同感受，系嘛？
I know we're very familiar with this passage, but also we may have a new thoughts or feelings from them.
真系嘅，我哋喺神嘅面前蒙恩到一个地步，系我哋从来冇想过。
That we've been blessed, that we've been saved by grace beyond anything we can imagine.
亦都冇要求过嘅。
And something that we didn't request.
但系神既有丰盛嘅怜悯，因为佢爱我哋嗰个大爱，就叫我哋可以从
But it is because of his richness and mercy that, and his great love that we have been brought back from death in our sin. This God who is filled with
great love.
除咗有爱之外，佢还有一个忍耐嘅心。
Other than this great love, he has this great patience.
我哋唔知道呢，呢个浪子佢离开屋企嘅时间有几耐啊，几长。
And we don't know how long it was that this prodigal son had left home.
但系相信一定唔会话系一个礼拜、一年、一个月、两个月咁样。
But we're sure it's not simply for such a short period of a week or a couple months.
因为你记得佢出去嘅时候系带住吓父亲嗰一半嘅家产出去噶噃。
Because if we recall, when he left, he had left with half of his inheritance.
哇！你要花啲钱，时间都唔容易嘅。
In order to spend all that money, takes some time.
虽然咧，我哋常常都想我哋有钱可以花，但系真系有钱嘅时候。你就唔知道點花喎。
And we all wish that we had a lot of money to be able to just spend away.
究竟用幾耐先至可以花到呢？咁樣。
But if you had a lot, it might take a while for you to spend it all.
嗱，呢個我冇經驗，因為我冇乜錢。
I don't have experience in that because I don't have that money to spend.
嗱，無論如何，雖然咧聖經冇講俾我聽佢出咗去幾耐。
Regardless.The Bible doesn't tell us how long it was that the son had left.
但是当这个浪子离开家的时候，我们就知道这个父亲就开始为他做了很多的准备。
But we know, the moment that the son had left home, the father was already preparing many things for his return.
父亲为他预备了袍子、有戒指、新鞋、养肥这只牛。
And the father was preparing the robe, the ring, the sandals, the fatted calf.
这都需要时间。
This takes time.
不是说，我现在突然间想起，临时的决定是做不到的。
It takes time to prepare. It's not something that, okay, I'm just going to do it right now. It takes time to prepare all those things.
因此我们就说，这一份的爱，使这个浪子能够享用神的恩典，同时这份的忍耐，叫这个浪子可以毫无阻力咁样样归翻到佢父亲嘅怀中。
That not only was it great love of the father, but also the great patience of the father that allowed for this son to return home to him.
因为神呢个咁样嘅性情，佢可以享用父亲一切嘅丰盛。
And because of this character of God, that the son was able to experience this great love.
故此喺罗马书第三章二十五节。神设立耶稣作挽回祭，凭着耶稣的血，藉着人的信显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
And Romans 3:25 tells us, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God.
主的宝血有功效。
That there's great effect in the precious blood of the Lord.
神嗰个忍耐亦都叫我哋享用，能够享用到主所作成嘅救赎嘅果效。
And it's because of this forbearance of God that we're able to enjoy the effects, the results of this precious blood of our Lord.
所以我哋真系唔能够唔承认，我哋都。常常犯了好像浪子这样的罪过。
We can't help but confess that we too have committed this act of this, the same act as this prodigal son.
但是这位满有恩慈的神，他一直等候我们。
But this gracious God of ours is waiting patiently for us,
爱着我们,
loving us.
是我们所不知道的，但是却是接受这样的救恩。
But we would receive such grace even when we don't know about it.
我发觉有几节的经文呢，在旧约的里面，真的很有趣。
There are a few passages in the Old Testament I find interesting.
西班牙书三章十七节，佢就话神系点样嘅？系
And Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17, it tells us how he loves us, that he is, we can rest in his love. That he is quietly, almost secretly loving us when we don't even know it.
主话, 我以永远的爱来爱着你。
And it reminds us in Jeremiah that he loves us with an everlasting love.
面对着这样的一位的神,
when we're faced with such a God,
这样的一位的主,
this Lord such as this,
你的反应是怎样呢?
What is your response?
这么大的爱, 这么多的宽容, 这么大的忍耐,
so much love, so much forbearance. It ought to move us. So, brothers and sisters, we move on to our third point. True repentance. When we speak of repentance,
and
we're speaking of those who have not believed in Jesus, they need to repent.
未曾认识神的人, 啊,
for those
我们传福音的时候就叫他们悔改悔改悔改
for those who don't know the Lord, when we share the gospel, we are constantly telling them to repent.
但弟兄姊妹你不要忘记未曾信主的人必须要悔改才能得救
Don't forget, brothers and sisters, true, it is that those who do not know the Lord, they do need to repent before they can receive a salvation.
但今天信了主的人呢?
But for those of us who do have already believed in Jesus,
你都会跌倒啊,
we too will sin.
当你犯罪跌倒失败的时候，亦都需要悔改。
When you fall and when you sin and when you lose, you too need to repent.
不要以为我信主的时候已经跟着个弟兄讲我悔改啦。 我要认罪啦，已经做咗啦。
I've already done this. I remember when I prayed with the brother that I asked, I repented. I already asked for forgiveness.
啊，我唔系罪人咯，而家。
I'm no longer a sinner now.
你唔好以为做咗一次就一路永逸咯。
Don't think that you repented that one time that it's forever.
哎，你冇去杀人、放火、打家劫舍。
It's true, you haven't committed any murders, arson, robbery.
但有冇憎过人啊？
But have you hated someone?
有冇闹过人啊？
Have you yelled or scolded someone?
啊？ 有冇妒忌过人啊？ 讲过大话？
Have you ever told a lie or been envious of others?
哎，冇偷金，但系偷少少嘢嘅，你都有啊，系嘛？
We might not have stolen any great amounts, but little things.
有冇攞到嗰啲唔屬於你嘅東西嘅行為啊？
Taken something that didn't belong to you.
有冇道德敗壞嘅事喺你嘅身上邊？
Have done these kind of bad things.
弟兄姊妹，你都要悔改。
Brothers and sisters, you need to repent.
只有 悔改才能够与神恢复正常的关系。
That only when we repent that we can be restored to a normal, proper relationship with God.
才能够恢复与神有正常的关系。
So we can be restored to have a normal relationship with the Lord.
有人认为那些不悔改的人呢,
当然没来聚会的啦。 We might think, well, those who are not repentant, they don't come to church.
没错，的确有些人因为犯了罪，不敢，亦都不肯悔改而停止聚会嘅。
It's true that some may have sinned, and so they do not wish, they're afraid to repent, and so they don't come to meetings.
但有些人 犯了罪、跌倒了、失败了，仍然继续参加聚会的。
And then there are those who may have sinned and fallen, but they continue to come to meetings.
甚至有人继续的服侍，继续交通，继续祷告，继续讲道。
And in fact, some continue to pray and share and sing.
所以弟兄姊妹，悔改不是非基督徒的权利的专利。
So repentance is not something simply
non-Christians.
That is for non-Christians.
The privilege of non-Christians.
So it's not also repentance is not just something a privilege of a non-Christian.
因为信了主的基督徒都会犯罪，都会跌倒，都会失败。
Because Christians, those who believe, also can sin and fall and be defeated.
故只有失败就需要悔改。
And so when you are defeated, then you need repentance.
同时悔改不是只是说啊我知错了咁。
And repentance is simply saying, okay, I know what I did wrong.
I'm sorry.
And then you just simply say, oh, I'm sorry. And then that's it.
我告诉你，有位仁兄呢，自己称自己是信主。
There's a person I know that they say that they're a Christian.
就告诉我听，我很少犯罪。
And they tell me, oh, I sin very frequently, very seldomly.
是。因此咧，冇需要悔改啊。
And so I don't need to repent.
不过佢话，如果你要我悔改都得，俾$50我。
Said if you want me to repent, then sure, give me $50.
咁我 say sorry 啊。
And then I'll say sorry.
啊，你接唔接受咁样嘅悔改
？Well, would you accept such a repentance?
当然啦，佢冇悔意系嘛。这个是假的悔改。
And this repentance is a phony, a fake type of repentance.
我也都曾经听过呢一对夫妇 的对白，因为他们刚刚在吵架。
So I heard an argument between a husband and a wife.
They had a fight.
They had a fight.
Yeah. 大家都有自己的理由。
And they each had their own reasoning.
但为了平息纠纷呢，就男的就最后都是要扮矮仔的。
So, but because of just to have some peace, so the husband would just apologize.
嗯，咁就同个妻子话 sorry 咯，我唔应该做啲嘢咯。
Husband would simply say, well, okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
咁你估个妻子收唔收货啊？
So what do you think the wife, did she accept this?
佢又话你 sorry 咪 sorry 咧，点解加个 law 字落去咧？
So she said, well, yeah, if you're sorry, then just say sorry. Why you say, okay, I'm sorry?
Sorry, law 就冇乜诚意噶啦。
When you add that extra, okay, I'm sorry.
冇诚意嘅意思就系唔系真嘅悔改。
If you don't really mean it, then it's not real repentance.
但点样先至系真嘅悔改
？So what is real, true repentance?
呢个浪子点样悔改法
？How did this? How was it that this prodigal son repented?
记唔记得点样悔改
？How was it? Do you remember?
系佢醒悟过嚟。
Yes, he came to his senses.
用行动来证明他要转回。
And through his actions, yes, he returned.
同时你记得他是预备跟父亲讲一段的表白的。
He was prepared to say something to his father.
他怎么说啊？等着你记得，儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，我只是弟兄姊妹。你留意，他说我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
If we recall, he said, the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to when he said, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight.
我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against you.
It's very clear
when we read it out loud. But when we really truly want to say that, it's not easy. Not because this is something difficult or complicated, but because of the true content of these words.
So,
that in 1 John 1, 9, it tells us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to be and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I highlighted this point right here that when we confess our sins, then God will do what he's going to do. We need to confess and know that the thing that we did was sin. Oftentimes we know we need to repent and we repent, but we do not confess our sins. That we say that the thing that we did, we do not condemn it as sin. That we know we need to repent from this, but we have not confessed, condemned it as sin. So oftentimes we'll say, well, then you can offer more, donation. Serve more, come to more meetings. So help others do more things, then that can make up for what you're doing wrong. And I've seen this, that there are many who are very fervent in heart. But they're not able to let go of the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. That not able to humble themselves.
So, 弟兄姊妹，即管
But if we have a lot of spiritual activity or spiritual service, but that has not real, true repentance. But we know what it is that we do, these sins that we commit, but we do not confess them as sins. But this prodigal son, when he returned, he said, I have sinned against heaven, I've sinned against thee. True, he had sinned against his father, had wasted all of his inheritance, but when did he sin against heaven? Did he ever blaspheme against God? He had never blasphemed against God. Why was it that he said he sinned against the heaven? What exactly does he mean when he says heaven? So when he speaks of heaven here, he speaks of the characteristic of God, the God's authority,
his righteousness. 我哋都系按照神嘅形象同埋样式被造嘅。
Brothers and sisters, we know that we are all created in God's image.
当一个人系照着神嗰个形象同埋样式做出嚟之后，佢嘅所言语行为、所为所所作所为，系咪都应该好似神咁样样嘅咧？
When we are created in God's image, then our behavior and our speech, is that not something that should also be like God?
照着神的形象做的人，他就是要活出好像神这样的，有神的形象和样式的一个这样的人。
That if we are created in God's image and his likeness, then we too should be able to show God's likeness.
只有这样，神的荣耀才能够透过人嘅信服嚟到显明彰显出嚟啊嘛。
Only then can God be manifest through man.
但系因为罪入咗嚟，因为今日犯咗罪
，but because of sin, because sin entered，
因此人就唔能够活出神嘅样式，反为咧活咗魔鬼嘅样子出嚟。
And because of this, man cannot manifest the likeness of God, but we instead manifest the likeness of Satan.
咁当人有呢啲咁样嘅行为出嚟嘅时候，咁你话系咪得罪咗神？
所以
得罪咗天啊
！These behavior that come out, then we can say that yes, we have sinned against heaven.
就系得罪咗天。
And so that's how this prodigal son sinned against heaven.
大卫嘅故事大家都好熟悉吓。
The story of David, we're all familiar with.
如果你睇旧约嘅圣经，你睇见。大卫嗰日得闲无事咧，咁啊周围恶咧就睇到阿乌利亚嘅妻子冲凉。
And so David, because he was idle, he was walking on the roof and he saw the wife of Uriah.
佢见到就圣经就话欲火攻心。
And when he saw her, he had lust in his heart.
他就用自己作王的这个权力呢，将这个拔士巴叫来跟他行淫。
And so he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he used his authority as the king to do so.
又用呢很卑鄙的手段借刀杀人，将他这个作父亲的乌利亚呢杀了。
And he used a scheme to cause Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, to be murdered, to die.
咁之后，然后就再娶咗呢个拔士巴为妻。
And so he was able to take Bathsheba as his own wife.
大家都读圣经，你知道呢个整件嘅事情。
So if we read scripture, we know the whole entire story.
但系对大卫当时呢？他就以为神不知鬼不觉。
But at that time, David thought he was being clever and nobody would know.
我们今天读就看到发生的事情，但是神当日看到也都是了如指掌。
We of course can see and know everything today, but God at that moment, at that time, he knew everything as well.
然后呢，神就差派先知来揭发他，指责他。
And so God had sent a prophet show him his wrong.
嗰时候大卫被点醒咗，然后佢起嚟悔改认罪。
And so it was at that time that David was awakened, and so he confessed and asked for forgiveness.
佢就写咗一篇悔改嘅诗篇啊，诗篇五十一篇。
And so he wrote a psalm of repentance, and that is Psalm 51.
51篇第三节点样讲呢？佢话：因为我知道我嘅过犯，我嘅罪常常喺我嘅面前。
Psalm 51:3, for I have acknowledged my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me.
当神指出佢犯嘅系犯罪嘅时候，这个罪常常嘅。
And when God had pointed out his sin to him, David said that this sin was ever before him.
然后他就发觉第四节他说，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。
And in verse 4, he says, against thee and thee alone have I sinned.
弟兄们，其实大卫明显得罪嘅系边个啊？系俾佢强奸嗰个啊嘛。
Obvious who it was that he offended or he sinned against, the one who he committed a rape.
佢得罪咗嗰个俾佢杀咗嗰个乌利亚啊嘛。
He sinned against the one who he caused to be murdered.
但系佢话我系向你犯罪，系得罪咗你嘅神。
But here he says to God, to thee alone, to thee only have I sinned.
大卫是照着神的形象做的。
David is created in the image of God.
当他犯罪的时候，
when he sinned,
就破坏了神做人那个的目的，破坏了神的法则，羞辱了神的圣经。
And he broke the law, he broke the purpose in which God had created him.
因着那个的罪在他的里面，因为他所犯的罪，他发觉到从神的关系受了这个阻隔。
And because of the sin that he committed, he noticed, so he knew that there was a barrier between him and the Lord.
他跟神之间有了那个距离。
There was a distance between him and the Lord.
这个是他要容忍的事情。
This is something he cannot live with.
故此当他被提醒之后，
And so after he was reminded,
他就发觉问题在哪里呢？
He discovered where the problem lie.
问题他是得罪了神。
And the problem was that he had sinned against God.
没错，人犯罪，身体会受损伤，损害。
Yes, when we sin bodily, physically, we will suffer loss.
但是最大的伤害就是伤害了神的心，伤害了我们跟神之间的那个关系。
But the greatest loss is that relationship that was damaged between God and us.
因为罪好像成为一部很厚的墙，在我们跟神之间。
Because that sin has becomes a very thick wall between us and God.
故此，我们看见这件事情比我们说 sorry 对不住啊，更加的重要。
So it's more than just simply saying that we're sorry. Pray that we can be enlightened before the Lord.
我唔係話弟兄姊妹常常都會犯罪，但係當你軟弱失敗跌倒之後，
I'm not saying that we always sin, but when we do fall and commit sin,
你必須要嚟到神嘅面前認罪悔改。
That we need to go before the Lord and to confess our sins and repent.
定罪为罪。
To confess our sins as sin.
不要以为那个只不过是一时之错失啫，我讲错说话之嘛，咁样。
That we do not take it lightly and say we just said the wrong thing or did something very minor.
我们要看见我们的所作所行是得罪神。
That what we see when we do sin is not simply sinning against man, but sinning against God.
很多人都会表示呢自己我真系信耶稣，有真心信耶稣噶。
A lot of people say, "Well, I truly do believe in Jesus."
我喺福音聚会里边，我咪跟住个弟兄讲一。他说一句我说一句认罪悔改呢。
I've done what the brothers says during the gospel group. I confess my sin and I say sorry and I repent.
但是你试一下，当我们进一步问他，你 认罪认什么罪呢？
But when we go deeper and we ask them, well, what is it that you're confessing to?
你
知不知道你犯了什么罪呢?
Do you know what sin you have committed?
可能他会告诉你,我做错了事,做错了事。
And they can simply tell you, oh, these are the things that I've done wrong.
对不住自己的良心咯。
I'm sorry to my own conscience.
但是有没有感到你的罪行是向神犯罪呢?是得罪神的呢?
But have you considered that the sin that you've committed is an offense to God?
如果没有这样的看见的话,我们未曾将这个罪和主耶稣钉十字架那件事连上关系。
That if we don't see the connection here, we don't see how our sin is connected with what Christ did on the cross.
所以大卫不是说,我对不起,冒犯了这个人,或者说我做错了这件事情,杀错了他。So
we see that David didn't simply say, well, I sinned against this person that I committed adultery with or the one I murdered.
我是向罪犯罪。
I sinned against God.
他不单说我向你犯了罪,他说我唯独是得罪了你。
Not only have I sinned, I've sinned against God, I've sinned against God alone, you alone.
盼望主向我们说话。May
the Lord speak to us.
让我们在里面有一个很真、很诚实的,还有在心切的悔改。
That we would have a true and a sincere repentance before him. This parable of the prodigal son, this is our story. Because we will fall, we will sin. And we will suffer defeat. We will say the wrong things. Do the wrong things. But praise, thanks be to the Lord.
因为圣灵居在我们的里面,
because the Holy Spirit abides in us.
当圣灵提醒我们, 当圣灵光照我们的时候,
and when he enlightens us, he reminds us.
我们就要转回,
and that we need to return.
好像这个浪子这样, 要醒悟,
just like this prodigal son needs to come to his senses.
要转向,
and to turn.
转回到父亲那边去,
and return to the home of the Father.
所以再讲, 一个真正的悔改, 不是单是知错,
and a true repentance is not simply knowing you did something wrong. But to confess our sins as sin and that we've offended, we sinned against God himself.
明白吗? 所以约翰一书一章九节说,
so just a reminder in 1 John 1 9, it says, if we confess our sins,
we need to
confess these sins as sin, and he'll forgive us. And as we come before him, his grace is sufficient for us. May the Lord continue to use his own words. Lord, we thank you for this time that you've given us.
And
may your Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts. So that we can become ones who are pleasing to you. If it was not for your reminders, we would continue to toil in our own sin. So, Lord, please enlighten us. And give us a humble spirit that we would accept, receive your reminders. That you may gain what it is that you wish to gain in us. And we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.